Okay, let's start again from Simon Shinchat. Zeitim v'anovim osur l'tochtan, right? We talked about our first shiur on Gisha was about actual threshing. Okay, we said what there was to say about that. Now we're moving on to what there's a lot more to say about, which is the tolda of dash, which is schita. So zeitim v'anovim, you're not allowed to squeeze them. Yotami atzman asurin, and if the wine or oil flows by itself, it's still osur to drink it. Even if you intended to eat them. And the reason is, the pashas, the mainstream reason, there is a discussion we showed about mukta, but the main reason is because of a gzeira. Don't eat, don't drink the liquids that come out, because you might squeeze them, and we're, since you usually squeeze them for mafkim, even if in this case you plan to eat them, so you might think, or the odds will squeeze them, we're still go there, because it's very normal to squeeze them. Okay, we pointed out the Magen Avraham quotes, the Dvar Torah in Chayev El Aldricha Zeisim Vanovim Vilvad. Me to Araisa, you're only Chayev out of all the, we're talking about squeezing fruits, we'll see squeezing other things. There might be other Araisas, but you're only Chayev for grapes and olives and not for other fruits. He quotes that from the Rambam. They point out that the Rambam quotes it from a Gemara. Okay. I'm going to discuss why he puts the Rambam. We're not going to discuss that now. When it's a Gemara, bottom of cook and hey, I'm an Aleph. I mean, maybe he puts the Rambam just because when the Gemara, you're not sure if we paskin like every line, depends on the relationship to the other line. But the Rambam, what he says he paskins like, a very bottom cook and hey, I'm an Aleph. Rav Kibar Ashi, I'm a Rav, Dvar Torah, Inokhaev, El Adrisa, Zaytim, Ba'anovim, Bilvad. And then it goes on to unrelated things. Okay, why are Zeithim Ba'anovim different? So the Prima Godim in his Hakadoma, he has Hakadoma to this Simon, right? Simon Shinchaf and Eishel from before Tzimkat Na'alik. He has a page-long Hakadoma. And he said, the Tzikkur is just me questions, not the modern-day usage of the word. And he wants to figure out what's special of Zeithim Ba'anovim. So he points out that Rashi, and Rashi's not the only one, but Rashi says, Zrichat Zeithim Ba'anovim Dhavi Malach, while Shar Zrichot Blav or Chayu Bahachi Blav Malach, and then who? Zeithim Ba'anovim are the normal. He didn't mean it's totally abnormal, but these are things that are usually squeezed. All the other things we know are sometimes squeezed. That's the whole Tuchim Rimonim discussion. But these are the only things that are usually squeezed. Sometimes people eat Zeithim Ba'anovim, but they usually squeeze them. Usually or commonly, not so clear exactly what Rashi means. So Rashi is just a matter of mitzvah. It's just a matter rather of sociological mitzvah. People need a lot of wine, need a lot of olive oil. They don't need so much pomegranate juice. Only once in a while they make pomegranate juice.
It's common to interpret the Rabbanan in this way to see us, but to interpret the right to based on the last show is common or not common. The Torah doesn't only opt for things that are common.
No, and that, I don't mean it's common and not common. What I assume Rashi means is that it's only considered visha to get out the inner thing that you want from the outer husk. When you normally want to eat the fruit, just imagine, you know, you had an apple, you know, or let me get an orange. You want the mid, you took off the peel already, but you want to get the middle of the orange. That's not Dutch. It's all an orange. You're not getting out the ochel from the husk. The dust is only when you get out the main thing you use from the husk. So these bandas, which are usually squeezed, the main thing you use the liquid, and the rest thing you use is the husk. But other papers, which you don't usually squeeze, then you can't say it's like the main thing in the husk. That's what we mean by common. Okay, that depends on, let's call it sociology. The second shot says, as he says right here, he says that over time he didn't type mashma, but it's mashma from the ran, the having mashka, mizayan mashkin, mashka inke, me peros lav, mashka hava. etc. Okay, the Zayin Mashkin is a parenthesis, assuming that either what he wrote or the correct interpretation of what he wrote, I don't know who wrote the parenthesis, but we got it. He's saying it might be a kolot of Zayin Mashkin, meaning it's a matter of Kedirat HaKapur. Right? We know there's Zayin Mashkin. Right? And remember, we've seen many times in Seder that an Ochel from an Ochel is not Dosh. Only a Mashkin from an Ochel is Dosh. Now, we think of Mashkin and Ochel in physical terms. But he says, no, maybe Midraita, it's only a mashke. If it's a halok mashke, Midraita is 7 mashke. Out of those 7 mashke, only 2 of them come from fruits, right? The others, wherever they come from animals or just non-organic, which are the shin and the yud. Right? Yayin and Shemen, out of the Yad Shachadar. So therefore he says, it's a Xeris Nakasa that wine and oil count as mashkin, everything else doesn't count as mashkin. Apple juice and pomegranate juice and orange juice, they just don't count as mashkin because they're not a Xeris Nakasa. Okay, Xeris Nakasa. What? The Prima Gadim. This is the Prima Gadim based on the Ron. He quotes Rashi and he says, I think what the Ron holds. Later on, he has a third shot. I don't know why he didn't put it here, but okay. He has his own way of organizing things. Later on, he in the same Hakdama, he has a third shot, and he says, see if I can find the words. He says it's a not based on minik b'nei adam, not based on gzeiras hakatav, but based on the mitzias of the fruit. Although I'm a little bit specific. How that translates into modern science. But he said someplace here. Sorry, if I could find it, I will. He says later on in the Sakdama, the Ein Chayva Zeisman Novin the Mashnu Mifkad Pikidi the Ein Mechubarimbo. Right, that's based on that. Shot that the Maharash quoted in the Taz, that it's only if it's enclosed but not attached. He says, well, the wine and oil is enclosed in the grape and olive but not attached. But in all other fruits, the liquid is attached inside the fruit. I'm not sure I understand the science of that, meaning grapes and olives seem very different. The grapes, like Maharash, they like that. They feel it's soft inside the olive, very hard. In any case, we're not going to take the other third shot. The third shot is, according to the Marash in the Taz, only grapes and olives are not attached. They're merely enclosed. The Disha is for things that are enclosed but not attached. But I have trouble understanding the science behind that, so I will leave that.
He doesn't just mean the first shot? That anyway, the main thing?
No. That's, you look in the context. It's in the Hakdama. You want to look at it. Dibur HaMaschil, the end of Dibur HaMaschil. Can't believe I lost it again. Okay, you made me lose it. It's your fault. What? Is it the end of the Rathal Odrega?
It's the very beginning.
The beginning. There it is. Yes. The Rathal Odrega. Okay. In any case, let's take the two main shoftim. The two main shoftim are the Rashi and the Prima Gadim Alpi the Ran. Rashi says, Zeithin, Va'anabim, Sar Peiro, Derech Liskot. Ein HaDerech Liskot. Here's the Zerif HaKotav, the Koshav Mashke. First is Zerif HaKotav, the low Koshav Mashke. And that's why one is the right to one is the Rabbanan. The Nachmin is obvious. The Nachmin is all the things nowadays that we usually sweet, right? Like oranges, etc. Would that be Doraisa or Drabana? Would sweeten oranges make orange juice be Doraisa or Drabana on Shabbat? According to Rafi, Lahore, be Doraisa. And that would be Sarmat is different than the days of Papa. So there are the it's just whatever people do. So life has changed. A little, meaning we still have a lot of wine, grape juice, and olive. But we also have even more orange, etc. Nafkamina. let's say, orange juice would be the oraisa according to Rashi and the rabbanan according to the kiddush of the run of the pirugadim. It's not really run; it's based on the run. Halakha ma'isa Rashi really seems logical and the Rashi, both of the filter grid, if you want to look it up. Although most of the Maimonides are in the pirugadim, both he did in the sign mashkin. I'm not sure why. Okay, but that for me is not so great. Because either way, it's out there. But I've seen a lot of modern-day sperm quote the pre-Gazim, although if it was up to me, I would say, why not go with Rabbi? Okay, this might also have not been a sperm of Bracha, might or might not. You know, the Bracha on Shahakol or Ha'etz. If the minig is to say Shahakol, because you can't go wrong. Okay, now let's go into the nitty-gritty halachos. Says, continuing in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry. Betuta b'rimonim, asur l'tachtam, v'yotam me'atun, om l'achilu, motrim, om l'amatun, asur. Betuta b'rimonim is asur, midrabbanan, we just said, to mistoken, but the gzeira is left. It's not the gzeira doesn't need left to midrabbanan. It seems to be left just because of the seal. Since they're not usually squeezed, if you plan to eat them, we're not afraid to eat them. But if you plant them, squeeze them, then we are afraid you'll screw them. Bashar kol appears mutter l'sochet, and all other peirot are mutter even l'chatzila to be sochet. Why are other peirot mutter l'chatzila? That's what the Gemara says here. It is all based on the Gemara and Daf Kofim Gimel to Kofim Dalid, which said that that other peirot are mutter. Zeis number Usher and has a whole discussion of Tutu Brimonim, and it is Usher because Beis Menashe Bar Menachem Yisofta Brimonim. Right, that's what it says here. I'll just read one Brisa. Soften Bipigoin Uber Prishin Uber Fudredin. Other kinds of fruits. Have a low Brimonim. Shall Beis Menashe Bar Menachem Yisofta Brimonim. And what that means is not a machlokes and a luck. It means you can't squeeze Brimonim because in this place, Beis Menashe, they used to squeeze Brimonim on weekdays, which makes it more common, more normal than squeezing these other fruits. Oh, the Gemara asks, how can we say it's Asher based on Beis Menashe? After all, they're not Ruba D'Alma, right? Asks the Gemara. Ubeis Menashe ben Menachem having Ruba D'Alma. So the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara tries something, then they say Kerev Kista. The Rav Chisda said, if you squeeze trudin, it doesn't mean terah d'mara Hebrew, it probably means beast, into the mikvah, they passel the mikvah b'shinui marah, meaning they are considered shar mashkin, they're not considered water. And other mashkin passel a mikvah if you squeeze it enough that it changes the color. And as you know, if you ever dealt with beets, you know, it's a good example of something that would change the color of something, right? It's a classic dye. Ella, my sakhlamaber came not to be normally mashka, and I'm kin that's normally mashka. What do we see? That you're mashka, but it's a mashka. Since you're mashka by squeezing the beet, you are beet juice is not a mashka. But when you're mashka by squeezing it, that turns into a mashka. Likewise, when you squeeze the rimonim, your mashka would turn into a mashka. When you turn into a mashka, therefore, that is after an iser of schita. Rav Papa says, no, Rav Papa says, really not a mashke. It's only possible to mikvah because it's not water. Okay, so here we're left with a very, very difficult, it's difficult to understand the pshat in the pshat in the Gemara, because what's going on here? Why is May Trudin postlin as Hamikvah Bishinoi Mara? What? There are two Ethereum in the Gemara, right? Rav Chisda and Rav Papa. The problem is, says Rav Chisda, because they are called a Mashke, because Akshavinhu by squeezing. Right? may beat you to that matzah. When you're matzah, when you think you want to squeeze it, it turns into a matzah because you give a chashiva. Says for a papa, no, he says even a non-mashke can live soul. Even a non-mashke is potel tamecha. Okay, this creates a bit of a problem. Why? Because we're not sure how to answer our question. Our question was, why are you not allowed to squeeze your monin, but you're allowed to squeeze other food? According to our papa, when you squeeze your monin, it's not a matcha. Why should it be up there to squeeze your monin, right? So why is pita rimonim asura is the problem? Corner of Papa, the Gemara never says, so why can't I squeeze your money? They said, not to be said with Butler Dyson. But the whole one didn't count. You're only one person. One person doesn't change how lucky categories. So it's not a match yet. And according to Rapista, we understand why you can't squeeze your money. Because whenever you squeeze it, it makes it a match yet. But the problem is, why can't you squeeze sharp paper? Meaning, harder pistol, whatever you squeeze is a matcha. It should be open to squeeze because you're taking a matcha out of an ochel, right? Just like Doc is taking the ochel out of the ochel, likewise, taking a matcha out of an ochel should be open. So, harder pistol, every fruit is a matcha out of an ochel. And if you squeeze it, it's kosher. And according to Rav Papa, every fruit, if you squeeze it, is not kosher. And based on matcha, is only minority, but the dike is no other. So, she wants to squeeze everything. So, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. The whole Gemara doesn't make sense, and that's what the Beis Yochid struggles with, right? So the Beis Yochid first quotes from Rashi and Tosfos, right? So it's not so clear that the Beis Yochid is the answer. A Rashi is passing this way or just saying within Rav Chisda. But if it's within Rav Chisda, they come up with a tremendous kiddush. What's the tremendous kiddush? The tremendous kiddush is Rashi. The Tosfos says, "En Achanami author lift quote." All payroll, lime mayhem. You're right, it's often to squeeze any fruit for the sake of the Jew, which is not what's happening anymore. They figure it'll take the limar. The whole difference between limonim and other fruits is squeezing, what's the word they use? With limate. You don't want the juice. You're going to drink the juice afterwards. Fight back. It doesn't mean you're not going to drink the juice. Your main intention after the juice, your main intention is to sweeten the fruit. There are some things that, when you soften them, get sweeter. Maybe even many things when you soften them, get sweeter. Right? So you really just want to soften the fruit to make it sweeter. That also sweetens out some juice. But it's not the benu, because you weren't reminding me of the juice. It was just a side effect. Right? That had their bishar penny rose who racked this soche his daily mate. And then they would be finished. Even if they were squeezing their moment of a mate, it's still up there as a day rub because you might feel like these panacea and come to squeeze them for the sake of the Jew. Okay, in which case, there's no hector to ever squeeze anything to the Jew. The only hector that's not shemani, the only hector is the mate. That is Rashi and Tosos. The Tad says that all Rishonim agree with him. They didn't say something. No Rishon ever said it, except for Rashi and Tosos. And Rashi and Tosos didn't say it in the Tzach Halakha, they only said it in the Tzach Madari, right? No Rishon ever said, Tzach Halakha, it's usher to squeeze other payroll for the Jews, it's only one for the Mati. But, says the Taz, right? Says the Taz, that call her Rishonim, Rashi, Ella, Dibishar Peiro, Min Hassam, Kavanoto Lamate. All the Rishonim agree with Rashi. Oh, none of them said so. No, it's because any fruit that is by Vesma number and Tutim Rimonim, by the way, Tutim does not mean, just to be clear, right? Vesma, that's Tutim Rimonim. What does Tutim not mean? Strawberries. As a matter of fact, if you were speaking proper Hebrew, what would you call a strawberry? Yeah. A toast,
not a tongue, it's a tongue tzadik, right? Meaning a tongue that grows with gradually hadama as opposed to the original one. It's something which we try to name after a tongue, but it's in the ground, right? Meaning any more than a tapuach adama is a kind of tapuach, right? That's how much a tongue tzadik is, a kind of tongue. What is a tongue? A tongue is nothing to it. Nothing to strawberry, that's a tut tzadeh. Now it's called to him because we don't eat the real tut anymore. A tut is probably a mulberry. A mulberry. A mulberry is some relative of the raspberries, etc. That's probably tut. It's a berry. And berries have a lot of taste, right? Everyone has a sweet berry, right? Right, if you go raspberry picking and you have a raspberry wart, you end up with a lot of things in your foot. Not that I prefer it, but you know, in case someone else might. Okay, so basically we have two chumras. Rashi and Tosfos would say that in a Hanami often we did anything for the Jew, the heter is a mate, which is not a word that appears in the Gemara. He just make it up to throw it in the Gemara. And the Tanakh says, and all the other Rishonim said that. Oh, they never said that. They meant it because it's obvious that my Shar Kedos, the people who squeeze them, only doing it lamate. That's the Kiddushim, which we don't pass like. What do Beis Yosef say? The Beis Yosef say we pass like our papa. Beis Yosef say we pass like our papa. But according to our papa, the it should be mutter sweet even rimonim, that he just said, there's no sin back to me. So he says, yeah. He says, according to our papa, the Gemara had a different answer, which they didn't say. He says, author Lipkot Rimonim. Let's see, Rav Papa Mishon Sheharbe Anoshim No Hagin Kit. Face Menashe. What the Gemara meant to say for a papa was like so obvious enough to say that how your papa explain why you can't squeeze your bone in. Oh, not to say Menashe. You thought it's just Face Menashe. Your papa comes from the Chadish. Your papa comes, he doesn't come from the Chadish. He put it on his mouth. When the Gemara brings your papa on his mouth, he goes that thing that he's in the Chadish and his bone in, that it's not just Face Menashe. Lots of people do by Face Menashe. That's why it's not called the right one. Also, all they don't say very dumb. These are all very dumb, right? Rashi and Tosfos bring in a mate, but it's not found in the Gemara. Gemara says you're allowed to squeeze other fruits, and they make no kinfa, which is not in the Gemara. The Taz basically makes the same old kinfa, which has been a thumb, which is also not in the Gemara. And the Beis Yosef said, oh, our papa has a new answer that Beis Menashe is not just Beis Menashe, it's just an example of many people, which is not in the Gemara. We want to find something that is in the Gemara. What is in the Gemara? This Akshavin Gemara and the Beis Menashe. So, what does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says, and the Gra points out, if you look in the Biur HaGra, he says, Avagav Darashi, Gatotos, Road, etc., etc., etc. He says, no way. And then he went out, but what about the Rashba? And what about the Ravina Yona and the Ramban? And nearly the right tone, you're talking about the Rift the Rambam and every other Rishon also that way. So what's this Magen Avraham saying? Is Rabbi more Rishon than we say that? He says that when the Gemara meant Akshavinu, he adds a little point to the Gemara. He, to me, it's the closest of Pshat of the Gemara. Obviously, Pshat is someone who judges the fault. He said, when the Gemara said Akshavinu makes it a Ma'akshin, that's only Al Tanai. If some people do it and you do it, that's Akshavinu. It's only Akshavinu if you do it and some people do it sometimes. If you do it and no one ever does, that's not Akshavinu. Some people do it sometimes, but you didn't do it on purpose, not Akshavinu. Basically, he said the Magen Avraham and the Gra and the Ramban, Rashba, and Ravina Yonah, I think he quote. Okay, it's also the Ritva there, if you would look there. I think the Ri is Ravina Yonah. Do we have Ravina Yonah Shabbos? I don't know where he'd be quoted from. Maybe he means the, I'm not sure what he means by the Ri. Could he mean the Ritva? Then he should have said so. I don't know, I thought maybe someone else. Anyway, the Ramban and the Rashba and other Rishonim say that Akshavinu only works if a
minority of people
do it regularly. A minority of people of the Midic do that all the time, and you do not commit that work. And that's what this meant. Since some people do it all the time, if you do it, that's not shemitu. Okay, that's there, but some people have that mehag, even though they're so a minority should be potel, and you had shemitu. You did it on purpose. That makes it usher. And that is the accepted pshat in the Achronim, like the Magen Avraham, like the like the Gra and the Mishnah Brura. Okay, goes through the whole thing and says someplace here. He quotes the Ritva, the Rashba, the Ritva, calls the Nelly, et cetera, et cetera. The Bir Halakha says the same thing. Okay, we'll put the Ritva. The Ritva is quoted by the Bir Halakha. And this is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halakha. In the Mishnah Berurah itself, he doesn't go into the details, but he quotes that in the Bir Halakha. What's the Nafgamina? One second. The Nafgamina is obvious. Can you squeeze sharp here? Lamehmeha, right? What's the Nafgamina? Pita. Star Cairo. Let me make it. According to this, it should be author. According to this, it should be author. According to this, it should be mother. According to this, it should be mother. And Lee Paskin says, Mr. We're a mother because we agree with the chat of the fourth shot. We're 3.5 shot. We agree with the chat of the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva. And that's the Magen Avraham and the Gra approve of. That's the long beer lock in the beginning here.
Nowadays, everyone's concerned.
Ah, so what does this mean about?
In the Magen Avraham, doesn't matter if we add one more condition that leads to it, the whole world were to happen.
Ah, okay, so let's get to that in a second. Good point. Okay, there are going to be some more conditions, so let's get back to it in a second. Give me a second. By the way, who paskins Lachomra? The Taz paskins Lachomra. And who else paskins Lachomra? Like Rashi?
The Bach. Right? So who paskins author? The Taz and the Bach, but who paskins mother? The Machaber says mother. He doesn't say it's about Mate. The Magen Avraham says mother. The Gra says mother. And the Mishnah Berurah says mother, and that's pretty much accepted. Just before we get into some more details, or maybe, we can get into some more details now. Before we get into more details, Zaki points out, or Yoni, or whoever was just pointed out, that this man has, even though we have a heter by sharp payrolls, this man has that much harder to use that heter by sharp payroll than in the time of the Gemara / Rishonim / Achronim. Because anyone ever go to a supermarket here? I most like the supermarket. Yeah, I went to too much of any time. But I usually don't go to the juice aisle in the supermarket. But once or twice, I went to the juice aisle in the supermarket. And if you go to the juice aisle in the supermarket, they have juices from pretty much everything I've ever heard of. Meaning, I'm not saying like things to my novel or even origin. It's not like it's more juice than fruit of everything, but like beef and nacho. Definitely beef. It's squeezing on purpose. So they do it, and some people do it. What do you mean some people do it? If they sell it around lady, that obviously means that some people do it. And the truth is, even if they don't sell around lady, then I sell the health food store, which is beef and nacho. You know, lady isn't good beef. So, like any fruit I can think of, you want apple juice, you all know that. You want pear juice, you got pear juice, you want cucumber juice, you want banana juice, you want strawberry juice, you want what?
Lychee.
You want lychee juice. I don't even know. I couldn't even pick these fruits out of a police lineup. And they're selling the juice. So there are very, very few fruits that they're not selling the juice of, that they're not selling the juice of nowadays. So basically, now again, it's still not normal everyday thing that people drink all these juices. So like Rimonen, let's say it's like 2 degree Monin, but still to actually monitor squeezing of fruit, I can't think of any fruit that you can conveniently squeeze that yes, it's been weird. I don't know, like cucumber juice. Someone told me there was cucumber stuff like
cucumber water.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably just a fake label. But You know, but I mean, you can't really squeeze both anything. Anything you could easily squeeze with your hand. It's hard for me to think of anything. They don't sell the juice nowadays. There's pretty much everything with exception. They're selling the juice nowadays. So how long will my sweet pop in the kula against the top of the box? Which, again, it could be that there's no reshuttle in the box here. The only reshuttle in the map were Rashi and Tosfos explaining our paper. They said they talked about it. We don't know. You know, as we show success. But in any case, I'll look like a remake, but it's hard to find a good example just because nowadays we have a big variety of things that are.
In Mishnah, what do you mean that we, isn't the Magen Avraham basically passing like a path and path like a fifth that just giving the Mishnah? I mean, what does it mean that Ramekel, isn't the Magen Avraham Mashmi that we pass the fifth?
Yeah,
he's just clarifying actually.
But he's a different figure than Ramekel.
I'm thinking right, but he's passing the Mechaber and passing the Ramekel.
Right, the Mechaber, right. In contrast to the, correct, fair enough. Correct.
Oh, let's go back.
According to the Machaber. Ah, you're saying, according to the Machaber, the Machaber didn't
say you are.
But you mean according to the Yodhi? Yeah. According to the Yodhi, you're saying that according to the Yodhi, you would be lots of people to be digital, but you have to define what lots of people mean. Maybe Rami Lady counts with lots of people.
Right.
So even then, but Lamaisa, it's much hard to find an example nowadays. Let's just find a few other. A few other details. Okay, so that's the sugya and the four drachim that we have on the daf here in terms of getting through Rapista and Rapapa. And the psak, although again, it's hard for me to think of an example of mice. I can't think of any fruit I would squeeze on Shabbos just because everything, there's a base menachia who squeezes it nowadays, probably more than a base menachia, according to my brother. In a place where they squeeze any drink it, they're thirsty or because they taste good, tanog, then it's like two rimonim. So they only squeeze it for medicine, and that doesn't count. Because that's not considered to be, you know, it's not achshave if it's medicine, we normally assume. It doesn't give a chashivas kol. Okay, that's the. So what is the Ramah saying? What's interesting in the Ramah is that any makom where they squeeze certain things, it becomes like tuzim rimonim, which is why. Now, once upon a time, there are different. Nowadays, there aren't so many different makomos. You have worldwide commerce, etc. Right, if they come up with some new fad of eating or drinking something in Japan, right, it makes it to Yerushalayim fairly quickly. Once upon a time, there were real differences in the makomos. I mean, they just couldn't necessarily transport things without them spoiling, not to mention the fact that everyone had their own culture. But the Ramah sounds like only in the makom. When is the issur of base menachah? Only in the makom where people squeeze them. But in a different country, it would be it would be mutter. The Magen Avraham points out that the Beis Yosef disagrees. Beis Yosef disagrees, and let's just 2 points, right? Two details of Putin. The rimonim of the iser of tutum rimonim. There's one. What about if they some people squeeze in one place how about other places where they don't squeeze? So the Ramah sounds like mutter. Right? Because he does only in a place where they squeeze. If in another place, that doesn't count. It's as if it's never squeezed. And the Beit Yosef said, Oster, why do you say it's Oster? It's in the Shaka Vataria. They bring down here the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who said that since they grow thorns for animal food in Arabia, therefore considered a food for Hilchos Kalayim everywhere. Since they bring down the Shaka Vataria, that shows that one place would affect another place. The Mishabura thinks that
even the Ramah might ask her if they import it to your place, which would make sense because who cares if they squeeze in that place? They sell it here. Lamaista, the without getting into the whole sugya, you can look, there's a long Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah. Does not get so long. He says, starts with Mashav do also makam asr Mishnah Berurah Chet, Mishar makam Ashari, Achim Derech, the whole Kamashav is makam makam asr kala olam, called the Odasar Amav, Magen Avraham, Heret, Mishnah, Maskanosko, that it is still asr Shim Nodal, Vaig, the makam, Nog, the list of the Mashav, Kila, Nodum, the Rak, Mixas, Ne, other Mashav, Nisha, Pierce, Harbe, below Ir Shlema, Asr, Mashav, the list of makam, Chenkas, Ukama, Achronim. Sounds like he is being Machmir. So the Mishnah Berurah gives two comers. A says even our Ramah and Asher they import it, and B says but son of the Magen Avraham is not like the Ramah. True. So the Magen Avraham in his Maskana and the Mishnah Berurah say offer. Which is yet another reason why it's hard to find the Heter nowadays, because you know, even if there's one thing they don't sell in Rami Levi the juice, I bet they sell it in a supermarket in some place in the world. I bet they sell it publicly. The other issue, which Zaki brought up, is what Tosfos points out. This is Tosfos Chiddush used after many years and many studies all over. He says there are two kinds of, and it did a lot of common sense behind it. There are two kinds of things which only minority people do. Sometimes they vote with ideas, but others sometimes we don't. What does it say? There's things that only some people do, and we would never do that if we're in their situation. Because we just think it's silly and works and pointless. There are some things some people do. We'd all do that if we were in their situation. We just don't have the resources. Like, let me give you an, what's a good example? I mean, let's take this example. Let's say there is some fruit. Let's say cucumbers. You find one person who squeezes cucumbers. Even if you find one person who squeezes the cucumbers, everyone else wouldn't squeeze the cucumbers. That guy's weird. But let's say there's a person who has a, you know, I'm not talking modern day times. Let's imagine you once lived in a world where there are some people who were really, really weird and liked to drink lychee juice. And they could squeeze lychee, but everyone else said, like, why do you want to drink lychee juice? That's disgusting. So that would be Butler's ideas for the leather. Then there's some people who say, pomegranate juice. Everyone says pomegranate juice. Pomegranates are very expensive and hard to come by. Like, why do you squeeze them into juice and you get oranges a lot cheaper? But one guy happens to have a big pomegranate orchard and very, more pomegranate than he'll do, so he squeezes pomegranate juice. We would all squeeze pomegranate juice if we had that orchard. Meaning it's just not practical for us, but we agree that it's an attractive thing to do. It's just not within our reach. That's the difference. That Butler Dyke Kol Adam, everyone says, even if I could do it, I'm not attracted to it. But we don't say Butler Dyke Kol Adam if everyone says, I would love to do that, but it's not practical for me like it is for you. Right? That's the difference which Tosfos uses to answer a few kashas and the Bir Halacha discusses. In the second Bir Halacha, I'm the Shabbos Kavan Shabbat Magen Avraham, the Dafin Shmahayu Kol Olam Vechuli. Says the Magen Avraham, that's it says the Mishnah Berurah, he calls the Magen Avraham, back to the Mishnah Berurah Chet. He says that, Okav Magen Avraham, the Dab Be'inan, the Indian Shemahayel Kol Olam Peres Harbe Ke'ilu Hayu Sof Nosat Lavei Chamir Batla Daitam. Ba'ayin Ver Allah Hamash Shekatam Zeh. Says the Magen Avraham, we only offer things that everyone would like to squeeze in if they had a lot of it. And that's what he assumes based on Nashi, as Tosa said, is everyone would squeeze you if they had 20 years old. Just they don't have it. And in the Bir Halacha, he questions this a little. He says, but it's not borer because maybe that's only in the Havamina before they said Achshavinu and the Masa Shekel already asked this question. So here he also questioned this a little. What if everyone wouldn't speak? Even if they had a lot of them, then the Magen Avraham, that would make it mutter to squeeze. It's mutter to squeeze if other people, even if they had them, wouldn't like the taste. Okay, that's an interesting question. You have to get to the taste of all these things, like lychee juice.
What if most people say, I don't want to teach you, even if you gave it to me for very cheap? Even if you give it for free, I wouldn't care to teach you. Then my norm takes much of sweet leeches. Because not what's good for free motive. However, the Mishabur says not so pasha, because this is based on Tosos in the beginning of the Gemara. It's not clear if this only applies to Gemara. And in the end, the Bir Halacha says at the end, he says he's not so sure if this is a good kula, and at the very least in the makom you shouldn't be mekel, right? So again, this is all very theoretical, but says the Bir Halacha, Hefmir Lefachos Bim Koman. At the very least, if you're in the same makom, I mean, if you're two stone mahak, at least that means you make it. You're in a different makom, which the Rama would be makel, and no one else would want to make it for free. But he's not so hot on this pool among the Rams. So the most cool we can have would be if you're in a different makom, and people wouldn't want to even give them for free, which is not so common. Then it's different makom for the important. That's it. Everywhere. Lamaisa, we never just never use the kula nowadays because we have. But it could be that maybe if there's fruits we say, Mom is only drinking weird country, we think it's gross. You can be mako because of the different wakom or mo would be mako, and the money and brother would be mako because we wouldn't be think it's gross anyway. But I don't know how common that is. So Lamaisa, after the Tolstoy, where it's hard to take out a good it's hard to take out a good kula. Hard to take out a good kula.
That theoretical theory would still be meaningful, even though we people are not for that option. Meaning, what about that question of real that Mary mentioned? It might have been possible with a function of the rhythm. So, as long as
it's yes, but it could be. It's only action then, though. It could be that it's only action then if. Once you have the Ramban, you can only use Akshavinu, but Saber from an objective basis. Maybe Akshavinu only works if everyone would want it if they had a lot of it.
No, but we're using it in the Gemara by being Nasha. We're saying even if they're
yes, but me, but the Magen Avraham would say the basic Nasha was only because everyone would squeeze through them if they had a lot. So maybe, just add this, it's only Akshavinu and some people do it and everyone would do it if they had a lot. Okay. The last two details before we go weiter. Who's
my man?
The Magen Avraham is not here. The Peshat places.
Yes.
Basically, what isn't the Magen Avraham asked? We don't have to do it.
Yes, but then in the end. Like Rabbi Eliezer, you mean?
Yeah.
That's not correct. That's what he says. That's what he says in the beginning. But then at the end, he changes his tune. And if you look, he says the Rosh, he quotes a Rosh in Kalayim, Var Rosh, Kothabrish, Klein, Shim, Shalmish, Makam, Echonogam, Kaim, Zon, and Derek, Lelik, and Makam, no, that's Makam, Makam, 1 second. Okay, so you're right. It's not so clear. The Mishnah Brura says that the among Avram Herif and Yizam Atkinotho, that it's author. Where did he get that from? I also read the Mishnah Brura that way, but I realized it's not so mafurish, so Zaki called me out whenever something's not mafurish. Because he starts by saying it's only in that Mako, right?
Right.
The Magen Avraham is three machmer. I didn't make that up. I'll read you lost in the Shabura. Avala Magen Avraham, Herif being in Zelmas, Kanato, the Noda Lono Shabbat, E the Mokum Nogu with Tatul Mashke, et cetera, et cetera. Oscar Machum Zelishot, Bechol Mokum. King Kasm Kamachrod. So the Mishabura also understands Magen Avraham that way. The reason is I'm not going to rely on Magen Avraham. Between the two of us, because he starts by Malcolm and he says, no, but
if everyone would do it, if they had that, and it sounds like that's superseding the Indian Malkum. Now we don't care about Malkum, now we just care what everyone would do if they had it.
I want to quote that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Okay, let's just, you got the board, right? Let's just review. This is the Indian Pita. What did we say? We said, by the way, yeah, I mentioned this very briefly. What's the reason for the Xera of Mashkin Shetavu? But we'll put it here. Have a Xera. Xera Mashkin Shetavu. What do we say? If the Peros are owned in the Shtia, or the Peros were owned in La Achila, Stasim Ba'anovim, Tutim Verimonim, Shar Peros. What did the Gemara say? This is really not the most two ways about. So Mashtim are Upper, 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 Mutter, Mutter, Mutter. What's the reason? Again, the reason that they are part of Rashi and both Pokim, like Zera, Rashi, the Od, said, Shema Yekod. Right? And then it makes a lot of sense. Why is Mutter? Because Mutter Lipkot. Well, that depends on the Rashi of the Matik, etc. But at the very least, either it's Mutter Lipkot, O, Ain, Why do I put the O? Because if Rashi really popped it, only Mutter is so big a mate, they have to say, but still, it's not commonly done. This is the author because Shema Yitzchok, Lo Chayshina, Shay Yitzchok. Why? Because could the be Mone, if you're saying to eat them, we're not supposed to be, why would you squeeze them? I don't think about nothing. Shema Yitzchok and Hashinon Shema Yimole. He'll change his mind. The Yitzchok, after all, they're so commonly sweet. Even if you didn't like to sweet, you'd break your ring even further, or maybe you might keep the ring. The Ramban, I got it. If you look at it, the inner compass, the Ramban says for the Mukta, he has a big finish. No lad kind of Mukta. And what's the Ramban's part? The Ramban's part is very popular. He said it's not the big stair, the mukta. We don't pop that. We pop like rock. I just want to point out there is a mukta. Okay? He said, you know why? Because it's called a mashka. When a mashka comes from an ohel, that's no one. It used to be an ohel, and now it's a mashka, right? That's the principle, right? A no lot is an ohel that becomes. Mashke is nolad. So also Pashka Mashke, and that's the whole machlok. It's all about halakh status. This is called a mashke because since it was meant for sweeping and it came out, that's mashke. This is Pashim Ochel. Why? Because since it was meant for eating, this is Momim. And they're usually meant for eating, even if the liquid comes out, it's just a grave, even though it's liquid. Even the juice is considered ochel because it's just the side effect of an ochel, just the top of the ochel. And here I'm so conscious of ochel. Okay, you could look, you could find it in a shop. Anyway, he has a totally different way of reading art. It's Zeirah. Zeirah is more about mokta and not about Shema Yitzchok, but we pop like Rashi because they were Shema Yitzchok. And it's all about psychology, not about a lot of stats.
Mashkin is using that level of a basement. Like,
olive oil.
Yeah, so it has that
relevant
at all?
Why not?
Meaning nowadays, can you not?
No, only if it came out of the
olive oil
shops.
And, like, did that ever happen?
No, because we don't put on parts. We buy our olive oil in bottles.
Yeah, but like, you have like a thing of olives in the shop.
Olive oil. Yeah, but it didn't come out of shops. Right? And it's not even olive oil. It's really just like, Rhyme. Okay, the last thing is the end of the Ramah. What did the Ramah say? The end. Calls it after Liskot after all, Mutter Limsot the Fizz and another Mamashkish of a hand, but you can fuck the juice out of the grapes with your mouth. Kolchkin, Bashar, and Kolchkin, other things. Some people say it's also eating stuck with your mouth. This is not found in the Gemara at all. It's a machlokas between the Shibali Aleket and between the Shibali Aleket and the, I guess, the Urayim. Here he has quoted Nagot Maimonides, right? Why would it be mutter? Why would the Shibali Aleket matter? Interestingly, why is the Shibali Aleket matter? What? It's not derech pita, it's derech hakiva. Right, so how about mitzitha? Right? The mitzitha bepek controversy. The earlier mitzitha bepek controversy. Yeah. We're not so clear what the mitzitha is. It's a good point. Not so clear what the mitzitha is. We'll get to that. Anyway, says the Shibali Aleket, mutter. He really has two reasons. One reason is that, is it okay if I add something? It's derech achila, not derech achila. Right, he doesn't mean schita kalachar yad. Okay. Eino derech schita, I would add ella derech achila. What's the second reason? Anyone remember the second reason? Because two reasons. Exactly. In your mouth, it can't be called a mashke. It's part of your body. In your mouth, it's not a mashke. Lo chal alav shem mashke b'tokiv. The nafkamin between these two reasons is the kol shekein, which is debated here by the one second, where is this? Lemaisa, the Aram denies both these. The Nafkamina might be like he discussed. Another, and he just got like sucking out water from gravy, from meat, and from what else did he talk about? Or wine from the bread. If you say tomorrow having fat of matcha, then it should be the bigger case that even mutter suck wine out of the bread, even though, all right, let's say this a little differently. The nafkamina would be whether you would also matir sucking the wine out of the bread, right? If it's aimed at sleep, it's much as like anything. If it's not a mashke, then you still can't suck wine out of bread. That wine is a mashke. It's squeezed from the grapes after, right? And then the bread would fit into it. So, since he said you're kol shekein shar dvarim, says the Rambam, kol shekein shar dvarim implying even the wine from the bread and the gravy from the meat, and implies that the main reason is Eino Derech Shchita. Okay, but in any case, the Mike said the Urayim argues, he quotes the Gosman, and he's quoting the Urayim, said the Urayim author. He thinks, no, it is Derech Shchita, and he thinks it is a Mashke. Okay, how do we Paskin? What is the Mishnah Berurah Paskin? What? Okay, correct. It would still be interesting to say, hold on a second, with Shibali Aleket Matur Yinika, right? If they know that the Marsh says Yinika about the Drabon and only about the Bucking Tar, it says, why is Yinika more normal than sucking grapes? After all, it's not normal for people to be yonig cows. But that is the natural way of getting milk out of a cow, like, according to the Jewish liberations.
right? As opposed to sucking wine out of grape, that's a rare thing to do. But come on, meaning the cow normally suck the cow, and the human when they're little, you know, nurse their mother, or nurse from their mothers. And both are sucking grape, which is not, no one usually gets out the grape juice that way. That's a very, like, just, you know, cute thing to do once in a while for on a lark. In any case, says the Mishabura, what's that for the Mishabura? If you look in the Mishabura, it's Katan. Yud, he says, Yud Beis. He says that it is what's his achra? He says here in 1 second. Hanocho mahakir linsos afil befiv kisvara achrona uveshari dvar. Sorry, I'm Billy. Rav shagov zeif manam shkanaf mi daraisa nocho mahakir linsos afil befiv kisvara achrona uveshari dvar ein mahakir. Okay, so he's two things. He ran and walked it and proved. Is Yanika Mibahema is a Surah Mibrahanam, that's the Purim in the Gemara. That the Surah Mibrahanam, like the Lock of Bahriyad. So, okay, and then obviously, the Shemalek would say, no, Yanika is more normal than this. What's the Akhra, the Mishnah Brura? Mishnah Brura, the Kutton Yud Gimel. His Akhra is that by Dathan Ba'anovin, which is a Shasta Raita. Now, it's not really a Shasta Raita. It's still not the usual way of doing it, but it's at least closer to Raita. We should be Machmir by Shar Kero. We can be, we should be Mako. But if we're more Machmirization than others, we're covering more Mako by Shar Kero. That's the Elio Rabba. Interestingly, by the oranges. Right? So it would seem logical for me to be Machmir oranges, although. I've seen a lot of all the modern day folks and they all like these series of customs. Like they only take them on nothing. But if you like Rashi, it should be macros and oranges. Then there's something else that Zaki brought up. He said, this time that feels they found up in Hakra actually Derek Yanika Levad. Says even they found up, it's only if you hold the grape outside of your mouth and suck it in. But if you put it in your mouth and suck the juice and spit it out, that's Mama Shafila, and that's for sure we're
this is Derek Orange.
What?
That's how people suck an orange.
It's interesting. When you suck an orange, what do? You put the whole thing in your mouth?
It's like outside.
Thanks for that. So maybe it's mocking lachmer on that. Right? So zeitim ba'anovim or zeitim ba'anovim betokim. He's only macro and zeitim now hook the pit. Again, it could be that there's, it would be logical to be macro, so oranges. Oranges, you never put all totally in your mouth. You always put it like part inside your mouth, part outside your mouth, and suck it. So therefore, it might be logical to be macro and oranges.
Why? No, they didn't go another.
But if you say oranges count like this and another, and like Rashi, then you have to. Now, again, that's not what it says in the modern day. In the modern day Sfarim, where the modern day Sfarim, this is the modern day Sefer, is it not? Here's a better modern day Sefer. Orcha Shabbos, right? Even more modern. Like, what does the Orcha Shabbos say? Or the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kafta? Where's the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kafta on this? Yeah, it's a new edition. Okay. Shmir Shabbos Kehel Kafta. Admei Avetzrim, Lahavdil and Chaim Lachaim, Mitzita, Hey Yud, ready? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Right, I'm just picking one. Let's see what he says. He says, Mutter Lischot Bepeh Et Mitzam Shel Peres Gon Tapuzim O Eshkolios. He doesn't mention Zaysim just because it's not a common thing anyway. Okay, so he is makel by oranges because he assumes the matter of Zeres HaKosov. Okay, so he's makel. Let's put all the money posts are makel. None of them take Rafi into account. They all think that it's only Xeris HaKosov of Zaysim HaNovim. Okay, for some reason they like that other story of the Prima Gadim.
I'm not sure why. I thought Rashi would make a lot more sense. but the Shmir Tzadikos is not mashmer an oranges. Okay. So you don't open your macro if you don't want to. And if I open up all these other shmir, they open macro and oranges. I don't know. Maybe it's just like they're very orthodox.
They don't like to play vaping chinks at the time of the seminar.
So they make everything easier as a gossip. But maybe not. Maybe we should be Rashi. Okay. Sorry. Fifth, let's speed a little. What? Oh, yeah? He was macro and oranges?
He holds that up to the
healed oranges are Doraita. Whoa, okay. Then he should be in the Orcha Shabbos, no? Okay. Shouldn't really Yosef be in the Orcha Shabbos?
I haven't written down from the public
Shabbos. We like the former of the Orcha Shabbos when we agree with that. And Skita. Mitzitas Masha, Mitzitas Peril. Let's see what he said. Right? He likes homers and purple. Nachal Hakrito Lintot Anodim, etc. Heiros Acherim, Ule'inim Mitzitas Tapuzim, Re'e Ha'ara. Okay, and then he says, well, it's a, depends on that Machlokas. Okay, Lamaisa still leans towards being Mako. I think maybe because, you know, we're so much more on the Shinole Leket. Okay, he still leans towards being Mako. He thinks the Mishabur is Mako. He thinks the Mishabur is Mako. Okay, what do you want me to tell you? So the Tzorah Iyon, then Tapuzin, Bapot Kimi Kilo, except for Earl Yoshev, right? Except for Earl Yoshev. But me, Agon, Rav, Earl Yoshev. Okay, but even the Orca Shabbat leans towards being made on the footnote.
I have heard often the relations by Tapuzin originally by Chief Rashi, and that's specifically by
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. So that's not.
No.
Okay, you're making an application.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, applications. The Bible's applications don't make it to the board. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa.
It's our Ian Legabe Tapuzin. Poskin Heikilu. Okay, the posting or Mako.
Let's hope the Shmuel Elekta was right. Viker, B. Zigman on the rock to me or Shabbat, mock me with him with heart. What if they were, yeah.
What is everything, what is there everything Machabri should be by the Tifa and the Machabri?
I have no idea. I don't know.
But in general, we all think with Mako because he said,
basically, you'll with Mako? Oh, the sugar cane, right? That was the example.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's Spartan can do it too. Anyway, the big
thing.
What?
Even another?
I don't know. 30. Zeke's my number is just Rafa Mir, Shabbat, Mashma, Yopi, and Parin. But the truth is, how often do you really suck the juice out of a grape without putting it totally into your mouth or even with? It's not such a common thing. I don't know. When was the last? Like, I've done the oranges. I don't know if I've ever done the grapefruit. What?
Without teeth. Old people.
Put in their house. No, I'm without teeth. I don't know where the hell finally. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Old people nowadays, they can buy fake teeth.
Right.
So it's not such a big deal. They come out of this rock from Arab Shabbat. Mashkin, Ayotim, and Mutarim, Afilo, and Mutarim. Right. So first Kula is, and this is really big, all point out stuff formation. They, if they're already crushed on Arab Shabbat, it's even if the mashkin keeps flowing out of them on Shabbos, it's considered that it's already released, right? And therefore, that means you're allowed to finish squishing them on Shabbos. There's Mishnah Berurah here, based on all the acronym and Sifkatan. You'd give at least a diet. No. It's still awesome to be drabonis to finish squishing them on Shabbos, but then there's no the right to finish squishing them on Shabbos. They weren't go there. Okay, so since the mice and the rice are considered fully squished, Therefore, and then in the Bir Halachi, the whole discussion, there's a whole machloket Rishonim and Reish and Beis. There's three stages: risuk, like cracking; bicha, meaning squishing; and shrika, grinding. Like three different levels of squeezing. Which level of squeezing makes it no longer just the right to squeeze and makes it look at machshav? The machaber both here and there says risuk, but the Mishnah Berurah from Bir Halacha points out that the Bir Halacha there because machmir that only in the stage of bicha. So only if they are cracked and squashed already before Shabbat. Okay, exactly what the getter that is, we're probably not too familiar with because we never do this. But okay, if it comes off, you'll figure it out. Continuing, here's in Yesh, if I feel monotrop may have shop, here's a fascinating chiddush of the Mordechai, and he's yayin the giga shanam the soka. Apple, if he's shanam the spakim and shabbat, the giga is mutter the soka, the shabbat, so yayin the yoth me anav and spakim the yanshim and giga. Says Mr. Burr, tremendous chiddush. And now, according to Mordechai, it's the Mordechai. Tremendous chiddush, even if you have whole grape, where the mashkin shadabah should be off there. But if they're in a barrel full of, basically, what are happening to those? You have a barrel of grapes, and gradually, they're turning into wine, turning into grape juice. Some of the grapes are squashed and some of them aren't. But somehow the fracture or the acidity or something cracks open new grapes over time. So you have new mashkin shadabah mixing in with the mutter mashkin. You have a mixture of ultra mashkin and mutter mashkin. It's mutter because the ister is batel in the heter. What's the big chiddush here? Even though you think it's not batel because Dovashish Matirin is not batel, this is classic Dovashish Matirin, both are after Shabbat. Here the Mordechai creates a new heter, which is sometimes useful in culture hula. What's the new principle of the Mordechai here? That Dovashish Matirin is batel if. What? If it didn't exist the Iftar before with Nithari, it would no longer part of it. Think about this. When does this become Ashish Zahu? When it leaves the grape and enters the rest of the loop. Then it's already Mugura. Classic Dovashi is like giving something with author and then it was Mugura. But here it only became author when it became Mugura, because as long as it was still in this grape, it wasn't Zahu by definition. So that's the Kiddush, what's the main Kiddush of the Embaith. Kiddush, the Mordechai is not going to stop because the Kiddush is dead. Then, Dover Shigesh Pomatirin is bought out M. Lo Nesbar and Shekhar Nesari. If it wasn't Oster till it was already mixed, it wasn't Oster first and then mixed. It was only Oster when it got mixed. Nola the Tarobet. Not Nola the Yisr of Nola, just born. Right, then there's no din of Dover Shieshlo Matirin. Okay, there's a discussion, there's a bit of a problem here, which the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address directly. The Mishnah Berurah says a lashon of, in Yodalot, he says, Nisbatel Beshisha behind a heter. Of course, you need Bethel Beshisha, right? Because you always need Bethel Beshisha in Halacha. Right? In your day, you don't need Bethel Beshisha.
Right.
Right? So the problem is, but what if it ends up being more than the 60th? Right? And then the Machaber didn't say only before the 60th. What if it ends up? What? You just made up that rule. You can't make up rules. Only the Mordechai can.
It wasn't up yet.
Okay, but you still need Bethel Beshisha. Anyway, it's a little tricky because at the end of the Mishnah Berurah says you can even like put raisins in water and it'll turn it into raisin wine. And clearly, you have more than a 60th of raisins in the water since it's been a pound. Right? So, okay, the pashas is in the Mishnah Berurah said that bottle of shisha all wanted more than a 60th. Pashas, he means kamakama bottle. Kamakama bottle, if you're not getting to your day, means each drop that comes out is bottle little by little by little by little. Each drop is bottled little by little, and therefore it's all bottled, even if it ends up being more than a 60th. What about holder and air? So don't we pop in your day at that? No, a little by little bottle that becomes more than 60th. Officer again, for those of your day are following this, already you have to say a new finish here. I think that you have to say a new finish that, that there's no holder and air if it didn't become up there till it was already mixed. Code the Renayer, the only if it was author and then got it. But if only no author, but then there's no code the Renayer. I think that's what you have to say. Zach must be saying, definitely you don't mean Shisha, but that's against the Mishnah Berurah. You could say that, but that's not what the Mishnah Berurah holds. But maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Because on the Mishnah Berurah, on the word Shisha, says prima gutta, meaning he didn't find it in the Rishonim. Right? Okay, so somehow you either have to say that you don't need Shishim, or that you can have Kama Kama Basa, but that's not our topic. Because that's not our topic right now. The one last machlokes I want to point out is, can you look at Kila, put the grapes in here, that they'll break and the wine will come out and be bought? Can you do this with Kila? No, on Shabbat. Can you put in on Shabbat? Right, what about adding grapes on Shabbat? Right, to then they will break open, the wine will come out and be bottled as soon as it comes out. The Mechaber didn't say anything about this, right? Who says author? The Taz says author. Why? He says because with this step is about Machshavah Shabbat. That's all if it happens on its own. Putting it in is stuff. It's just prita. I think it's rum of prita, maybe, or say it's, but it's still prita, right? Says the Taz, not going to mount inch of double. Author, Mishum prita. It's just an indirect prita. It's an indirect prita. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though it's like a good vara, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sitkatan, Yodalid that Kosbar Horn the Mutalos de Sanam Tav Soka Yayin, it's mutter totally the Khatila, Magna Ramshi Bakali rather the Kay Odam Udalo Kehat Ba Magna Braham Kay Odam Eliarava maybe, Mishnah Berurah. What says mutter? Apparently, they don't think this is called Krita. Okay, so my focus is,
if you were in the bathroom.
What?
In the bathroom.
I guess that also would not apply if it only if it was made, if it only came after if it was made. You'd have to say it. We have a lot of kuas. This more kind, more kuas than it looks like. You should know, it comes up in all the areas all the time. Not all the time, regular pitch of chayot. But it's a good more kind to know about. It's a good more kind to know about. Anyway, here it's not so clear. Not everyone agrees with Mishnah Berurah. There are some who are machmir like the Taz, but I guess you have to say that this is not called a, I mean, it's funny. The proof is, you're allowed to add ice to a cup even though it'll melt in. Yeah, that's not such a good proof. That's because that's not pizza, that's just melting ice. Who says you're allowed to indirectly cause pita? I guess the machlokas is if you don't squeeze, but you just put something someplace where liquid will come out of it, is that a machlokas pita or not? The Mishnah Berurah closed on his side would just say, no, that's just not full. It's not false pita. It's just achieving the total spot, liquid coming out of that false pita. Pita only means doing an action that takes the liquid out of the pus. It's a big finish. The Taz, I think, as far as is smoother. What do you mean? Maybe it's a gram of skita, but it's still skita. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks it's just mukka from skita.
Okay. That's why maybe timukim is okay. Not because you create a shishim, but it's not skita.
No, but it's still a problem of Mishnah Zavu. If you just have timukim, you can mask Mishnah Zavu.
The reason... Doesn't it work the same way? They just on its own come out of the reason.
Yeah.
So then everyone's wondering why did we need shishim by the reason? But it's mukha from krita, then that's why. You don't need to come out to the pitul.
No, but no, mashkin should stop the work up even there, even if you didn't do krita. You can squeeze reasons, you just didn't. Okay, Gimel. Kartan of the Dagam Shinafale Mind Lakos Kemed, if you have in the old days, they were, maybe even nowadays they do, who knows, but they weren't cheap, they just didn't have a lot. So you would take the chartanim and zakim, the inside, basically you squeeze the grapes, you'd be left with a little thought, like the seeds and the peels. And then what would you do with them? You couldn't squeeze them anymore. But you make temed, this weak kind of wine, by soaking them in water, and the water got out some grape taste in them. Mutter, limshoklim, and lishoks, you're allowed to drink it on, on Shabbos. Even if you didn't put wine on there, you just left them there and the juice seeps out of them, it is also mutter. Why is it mutter to drink this hemed? Says the Mishabura. Two reasons. He says if you put water on them, then that's mutter because it's bottled right away in the water. Even if it just comes out on its own, it's mutter because it was already in its rafku, right? They're already squashed. Once they're already squashed, it's not a problem. Dalit. Now we get into a new topic, how about squeezing food into food? So, Shmuel, when you get a chance. Mutter liskot eshkol anavim to kedera sheish batam shol kedei latakin ha'ochel da'avali ashya ha'va la'ochel ha'ochel dami. Remember, there is an issue of a halakha kalos here. It's also to take ochel out of tholes. That's not. It's also to take matka out of ochel. That's not. Not also to take ochel out of ochel. And therefore, you're allowed to squeeze even the deraisa, even grapes, kolki, and everything else, onto a pot of stew in order to improve the food, because that's called mashka b'la ochel, and we pass the mashka b'la ochel as all being considered ochel. Right, so you're allowed to squeeze it because that's just taking ochel out of ochel. Called ochel de ifrat. Food that's just broken at. That's mother. That's not a problem of dash. And therefore, it's stayed in ochel the whole time. It's no problem. Well, an ingot tafshel usher, but into an empty pot is usher. Empty pot is usher, even if you're going to put food in the pot later. Into an empty pot is usher. Okay, that's the heter of squeezing into ochel. We'll see in Zion that this is the machlokes rishonim, but let's ignore the machlokes rishonim because this is mafurish, meaning it should be mutter because mafurish twice in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel kofim dal rabbi soket adam eshkol shal anavim l'tocha k'era v'lo l'tocha ka'ara. Right, that's exactly the case. And then that's what Shmuel says. The Rav says it again. And daf kofim hey amar p'yivar ashi amar Rav soket adam eshkol shal anavim l'tocha k'era v'lo l'tocha ka'ara. Okay, and no one explicitly disagrees. Rav and Shmuel, no one explicitly disagrees. I know Rabbi Hanan is mad at me now, but no one mefurish disagrees. So the Pashut answer, it's Ochel too, Ochel. Seems pretty Pashut. Yeah?
Why would Matka Bala Ochel, what does that mean? Why using it to make it?
Exactly, meaning, because the Matka becomes coupled to the Ochel. What's the classic example? Lemon fighting, what's there anyway, right? Then squeeze the lemon out of the fish, right? Or, I don't know when we went to. When did we ever do this cycle about the fish in real life?
Orange on the chicken.
Orange, an orange on the chicken. Okay, let's eat an orange on the chicken. Good. We're getting official for now, right? Because chicken is a double gut, so it has to be cold chicken or lukewarm chicken, but whatever. Okay, let's say it's an orange on the chicken. That is no problem. Or whatever, meaning it can be whatever you want, right? It's no problem to use an orange on the chicken. Because why? The orange juice on it's top of the chicken. The top of the chicken is still called a ochel. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, it has to drop through the air onto the chicken. Doesn't matter. If it's going to the chicken, it's already considered to be a ochel, it's top of the ochel. Since the miyuan to be top of the ochel is considered an ochel, and therefore you just took an ochel out of an ochel. Okay, that's the heter of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, why does someone disagree? The Mishnah Berurah already points out that someone disagrees, right? The Mishnah Berurah in the Katan Dalit points out that Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees later on and says, Zion, why? It's a very weak Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, well, Rav and Shmuel, they mutter. But Rabbi Yochanan, there's a machlok between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan at Tvashim Shlokot. And in that machlok, Rabbi Yochanan says that Echad kvashim, echad shlokot, whether pickled or cooked foods, If you squeeze them out because you want them to have less liquid, that's mutter. But if you're seeing that, you want the juice, you're chayv katas. So Rabbi Yochanan says, well, Rabbi Yochanan says, I accept if you squeeze them. And he didn't say it depends if you squeeze them into an empty pot or on the plate. That's, I would not have made that argument in silence. Look out there, he's just talking. He's just saying something talking. Rabbi Yochanan is a tremendous chiddush. Since Rabbi Yochanan says chayv and he doesn't say it depends, must be he argues that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong. So the chiddush, after all, Rav said, it's after midrabanan and it didn't makalik, and yet we don't say he changed his mind. Okay, this is a very dumb argument because Rav said something before, Shmuel said something before, Rabbi Yochanan said something totally innocent that had nothing to do with anything. He said, well, since he didn't make Rav and Shmuel kill it, it must be he disagreed with him. Very dumb, especially since Rav and Shmuel also talked in the Sugya and didn't make Rav and Shmuel kill it. And that didn't bother anyone. Why? Because they're talking about a different Indian now. Rabbi Yochanan says this very, very Mechudish Kobra. It's a Dat Yochanan of Rabbi Yochanan. The only thing is, Rabbi Yochanan is considered very cautious by the Rishon. It's something to say, Dvar Dibra Kabbalah. He was, Rabbi Yochanan was viewed as the bridge between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. Right? He was the bridge between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. He was the way the Rishonim got what meant in much of their Masorahs from the Gaonim and the Rabbi Yochanan. Say, Kom Dibra Kabbalah, I mean, he's the Baal Masorah, as it were. And therefore, they're a little afraid to argue with him. In this case, even though they're afraid to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, they still argue with Rabbi Yochanan. Because it's just like, it's a Mefurish Rav and a Mefurish Shmuel versus a Diuk that seems to have no basis from Rabbi Yochanan. And I mean, it's true, Rabbi Yochanan beats Rav and Shmuel, right? When you put on the scale of Psach, Rabbi Yochanan beats Rav and Shmuel. But he didn't say anything. Rabbi Yochanan beats Rav and Shmuel. But it's an argument of Mutal. And therefore, what does the Mishavur conclude? In Yud Zayin, he says, I am the comments of Zion by God and Khanan of the Zap, Rule Post and Cloak, Love of King Sultan Shogun of Lahakum, Sad, didn't become Akum, Hamachmer Tobel of Brachas, most of the Chubas Harach. Right, so what do we say about Pinta, the Tok Ogel, Rishonim, say Mutter, Rabbi Khanan, it's not just that he says author, he says, look, Kaipatas, Angulmi Kata, right? He says it author. Midoraita. You put that together with the Psak, Shut Rush, and Mr. Brura and others. The Psak is Hamachmir Kavola Bracha. It's mutter, but it's a nice kumra to be nidr. How far do we take this nice kumra to be nidr? So the Mishnah Brura later on in Sifkatan, how far do we take this chumrah? The Mishnah Brura later on in Sifkatan, Vav, it's better in, in Sifkatan Chavez, I mean, says, you can for sure squeeze lemons onto food. You can for sure squeeze lemons onto food.
Pshita the shari.
It's mutter. No problem whatsoever. So he'd make a bite lemon. Why do you make it by lemons? So in the Shmir Shabbos, Tokata, he assumes, why is he make it by lemons? But then Machmir, what's the original piece? Eshkol fell in love. Make Machmir by Eshkol and make it by lemons. So where do you draw the line? You could say he's only make by lemons because there's a lot of Southern Hakel anyway. But the Shmir Shabbos says, Mutter Lisko Latoch Ochel. So he says we're only makar by anovim because anovim are midoraisa. Ein in shar peiros ein lahachmir. And that's he's medayik that. From the Mishnah Berurah, what? Perek Hey Halacha Dalet. Hey, says the Mishnah Berurah only meant to be machmir. Oh, that's it, because the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Alach, the end of Vav, said, we don't have to worry about Rabbeinu Hanan all about lemons. But he thinks he really means anything but Beit HaManavim. So, Hamachmir Tavala Bracha, Bit Beitim Va'anavim, says the Shemir Shavuot Kolkata, Hey, Dalit. So, Lamaisa, if it's not Beit HaManavim, we can use Bit Kula. What about oranges? Never let any stipe that even by oranges we can be made go, because all the posting like this group because them serious to cut them, and this Rabbeinu Hanan will say wild over anyway. And so, okay, so let me be mocked by them on the
hook. Not supposed to be orange, but what if the base is orange, like shard date and mashka? Would that not have it? And then a common not considered mashka to squeeze an orange. What if you're squeezing an orange into orange juice?
Abada, that's author. What do you mean?
Why, it's
squeezing
not,
a mashka, squeezing an orange into a mashka? What does that do?
One design mashka.
Everyone agrees that author at least means Rabbanan, right? It's at least two degree motive.
Sure.
Right? No one says mut. Okay. The by the way, what counts at yeah.
Right. I don't know what but for your rat lemons are very sweet. What if we should by lemons then with pizza the shari because it was now about.
No, he says because and he really says because there's more room to make up by lemons. The truth is, it sounds to them really the only make up by lemons because one day it doesn't sound like he'd be making up anything about Zaytum HaNavim. But the modern day post-com all assumes Zaytum HaNavim, even though Hakol Gav the low mashbaka, this Mibir Halacha, so the if above. You're right. So for Bava, it sounds like you only make it by lemons. There's a big other Bava Hakel. Okay. The Bava Maisa will follow the Shmir Shabbat Gilchata because we don't need to maximize this Kumra of Rabbeinu Hanan. By the way, what counts as into food? What counts as into food? So it's not so clear here. What is the getter of Bava Oka? Like, what if you squeeze onto a salad, but it's like sitting on top of the salad? Maybe you can drop the bottom down a little. And, you know, you always have some salad dressing left. That happens into food. Someone punch up the top coupe Shulchan Aruch.
Isn't that a classic fish case? It's like, let's go in the fish.
Right, it doesn't go in the fish. So is that mother? So what did the Mechaber say in top coupe?
The ham she home and the stuff.
When is it butter into food? If the chalav is coming to improve the food, keep going. Or it's nivla b'hem.
I mean, says that the mechad, there's two cases when it's considered okel. Either if it's balatakim, even if it's not nivla, or if it's nivla, even if it's not balatakim. Like, let's say you just don't want to squeeze a lemon into bread, into a sliced bread, and the old lemon goes into the bread, even though you really are not trying to improve the bread. And why are you doing it? I don't know. Some of the various plot. Then that's mother. Or what if I'm squeeze it on the fish or on the salad, even though it's not absorbed, that's also mother. If it's actually going to spice it and give it, you know, and dress it, that mother even if not absorbed. Because the absorb is mother even if not progressive. And what if you say, maybe I'll squeeze a little more than I need? The Mishnah Berurah says there, as long as it's rogue, that's good enough, even if there is like a little more than you need. He says you can't do it. But some people thought you could do it in Yom Tov. It's like put one piece of bread in a pot and fill the pot with milk. Okay, that part you can't go. Right, you can't put one piece of bread in a jar and then squeeze oranges into the jar all day long. No. But as long as it's mostly either absorbed or coming to bite or dress or add, you know, take two, that's good enough. So that's why it's no problem squeezing up the fish, squeezing up the salad, even though it's not absorbed. That's fine because it's latake. And even if it's not latake, it's okay if it's absorbed.
You have to get more of the same thing with your mouth. You know, it's not getting, I don't know, whatever the case would be, but not. I mean, you have to, like add a flavor or something.
Metakin means to add a flavor. That's a good flavor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, metakin means, why do they put lemon with a fish? It's good for fish to have lemon juice on it. Why do they squeeze the fruits out of lemon into your salad? It's good for salad to have a lemon juice dressing. That's the talking. To absorb, even if it's not the talking, it's getting absorbed, that's all.
Yeah, I think it's kind of confusing. It's like a little bit fancy.
What if it looks like?
Like the dime. I don't know.
That looks like it. Well, but I can imagine that. What is it? You don't see it? Oh, well, who knows? I'm not a getter.
I'm not the
experience of these things. Okay. So that's important to know what the getter is. Don't think it has to be absorbed. It has to be either absorbed or litake or a tikkun. And that's all the shukhanar tafkopay. Now,
tafkopay is milking into food. Why is milking into food in tafkopay and not in shukha? Because, we'll get them and we'll come back in a second, because milking the heter is only in yontif, not shabbos. Why? Because the whole heter is going from okel to okel. On yontif, milking an animal is okel to okel, because animals aren't food on yontif. You can shep them and barbecue them. And they're going into food. On shabbos, there's no heter of milking, because the animal is not throwing his okel. Any animal is not shabbos, only in yontif.
You eat an udder.
What?
You eat an udder. It doesn't matter that.
Why can't you eat it?
Okay.
Here,
there's a lot of
milk. I mean, there's a whole stem in yours. Yeah, okay. So you have all that in yours. I'm sure there are lots of people who eat it nowadays. Meaning, you know, maybe
pardon.
You know, we Ashkenazim don't eat any parts of a cow. We eat parts of things that come in plastic packaging. But the Spartans still remember when their ancestors ate cows, and they know how to eat all the different parts. Okay, now that's the basic idea of Dalet. However, there's interesting discussion. What does it mean lo l'tocha ka'ara? What does it mean lo l'tocha ka'ara? Let's just make ourselves a little.
Lo l'toch ha-ka'ara. Why is it uttered please into ka'ara? Rashi said, because the mukha milta ka'ara is not obvious that it's a soup. Because bowls, you don't cook soup. You just, you know, eat wood with them. Whatever the case is.
Even if it's wood in it?
Says Rashi? Why? What would we have said? We would have said there's no food there, right? Why? Because it's empty, right? But what does Rashi say? Rashi said, lo mukhecha milsa. It's not obvious that it's going to be used for food. Now, what does Rashi mean? There are two ways to interpret Rashi. That can be our halakha discussion, but he's biased. He said, I only have one right way of interpreting Rashi. And all he says is, not like those I've heard interpreted in the wrong way. But I'm going to tell you what it is. What are the two ways to interpret Rashi? Two ways to interpret Rashi is as a kula or as a kumra. What the Bir halakha doesn't like is as a kula. One way of interpreting Rashi is a kula. What does it mean? Even an empty ka'ara is only asur midrabanan if you plan to add it to food. That's what it means. You can milk into an empty kadeira, but not into, let me say, a little better. One way is a kula. An empty kedera is mutter. An empty ka'ara is author. What's the big kiddush? An empty kedera is mutter. Why? If you plant, use it with the soup. You can squeeze into an empty kedera, plant to use it with food. After all, the end is going to be food. But in a ka'ara,
since it doesn't look like warm food is after midrabanan. After midrabanan, that is a big kula. If one is going to put in food eventually, that's mother. Or after midrabanan if it looks bad. What?
If it doesn't get it down.
Exactly. It's the salad bowl that's the clearer. Into a salad bowl be okay, even if you're putting the salad seven. But into a jar would be also, even if you're putting 4 ounces of that. That would be the modern day equivalent. That would be a big cooler. The other option is no, it's a chumrah. Onto a full kadeira is mutter. Onto a full ka'ara is also a midrabanan. Why? Because people won't realize the ka'ara is full and they'll think it's empty. Right? So in that avada, the machlokes is, do we care if it goes into food now or if it goes into food eventually? What's the yisod? The yisod is ba le'okel miyan versus ba le'okel baso. That's the machloket. The cool way of reading Rashi is that as long as it goes to the ochel in the end, it's mutter. Just it's also drabanan if it looks bad. The chomer Rashi is no. Hashem that it has to go to the ochel right away. Just even if it goes to the ochel right away, if it looks bad, it's also drabanan. Okay, the question is how we pass it. These things. Small, I'm sorry, I need your help again. I realize I need more of
the gold cards after because I think it's.
Give me a second. Okay. We can do this much better.
The beginning phase is good. It's not all about Mocha Miyadim. Why is there everything in the middle ground there? As long as it goes so.
Okay, hold on. The shock is that here is Kedera and here is Ka'ara. Is that into food is mutter into an empty kli is author. Right? That's the pashuk shot. But then what is Rashi when Mukham Milsit doesn't look good being promoted? People don't realize what it is. It's about people realizing. So Rashi, the Perush Lakula would be saying no. Into an empty kedera for food use later is mutter, but into an empty kara for food use later is after midrabanan because one mochamilta. What's Rashi, the Perush Lechora, is saying no. Into food in a kedera is mutter. Into food in a ka'ara, where you don't normally keep food that you squeeze things into, is after midrabanan because it's lo mocha milsa. Right, so Rashi tried to have a chora, even if the food is offered, everyone doesn't see the food there. Is that obvious there's food, or is Rashi trying to fool us? It's mutter reason to an empty thing, as long as people realize it's going to be used for food. So do we accept the Chumra version of Rashi, or the Kula version of Rashi, or neither? What does the Mishnah Berurah accept? Says the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha will accept that Rashi has the Chumra version, and we don't pass it. Says the Bir Halacha, we reject both of them. He thinks that's what Rashi said, but we don't possibly like him. Says the Bir Halacha, we possibly like the Pashup Chak. This he rejects and says it's not Rashi. And this he says is Rashi, but not the Halacha. But we don't agree with him. He said, no, Rashi was there, wouldn't have been Mako. That's too Mako. A monster squeezing into an empty pot, as long as it's out of the food, that's too Mako. Two, monster squeezing onto food, if everyone doesn't see the food, that's too monster. Rather, we just say, depends if it's empty or full. very general thought from Rashi, but this brings up a very important hakira. What's the very important hakira? The hakira is, do we care about immediate or the immediate use or the eventual thing? Do we care what right now where it goes or where it's intended to go eventually? What's the nafkamina? There are two nafkaminas, three nafkaminas perhaps. Nafkamina one is which shot will be taken wrong? I know we don't have like either of them. If you say it depends where it goes right now, you would have to take the Chomer shot of Rashi. Ah, no, it's only much of right now goes to the food. So what if Rashi might look at the most of the food? He means, but even if it goes right now to food, it's not obvious that going to the food is an extra drug on him. But if you say it depends where it eventually goes, then you would take the Kulup shot of Rashi. You would say, no, as long as you're in the end using it for food, it's mutter. Just if it's not obvious that using it for food is not drug on him, the bigger nafkamina is nafkamina two, then you're done. How about for us? For us, what's the din of into an empty bowl to use for food? For sure, it's after. Is it after the right or bottom? Is it only off of Rabbanan to clean into an empty bowl and use for food? Because it might look bad, or is it off the Doraita? If you say we care about immediate use, then you would say it's off the Doraita. To squeeze into an empty, again, squeeze lemon into an empty salad bowl, assuming lemons are off the squeeze, squeeze oranges into an empty salad bowl, and then put the salad. That's off the Doraita. Right now, it's just orange juice. Right? Squeeze grape. Right? For sure. Squeeze grape into an empty, what have you used grape juice to improve? Everything, just sugar, right? So, that's going a little further than I intended. Okay, you squeeze grape juice into a bowl to dip your bread in. Right, they used to dip the bread in wine all the time. That's us with our rice stuff, because right now it's not the mascha. But if you say it depends on what you for eventually, that would only be us for me from Bondi. Because it might look, it's basically, we might agree, but it's up to bottom because you might get confused and then squeeze it anymore. Not dip your bread in it, right? So can you, it's for sure up there because we talking to them to clean up there, right to our bottom. That's exactly the discussion in the Mishnah Berurah in Zakat and Yud Chet. About aim, about people die to lead no cargo, top shell, gamke, author to be issued for them, toka top. But I am the Drisha, the cost of the Fiyuva Nami Yeshba there. The Drisha says after the right of the Sharatini says, I found the Shut Radvaz, who says it's only Drabanan, and likewise says the Prima Gadim. So this is a big Machloket. This is the Prima Gadim and the Radvaz in the Sharatiyon. And this is the Mishnah Brura Yudchet. The shame Drisha. So what are they arguing about? They're not neither being Rashi. They're paying the mainstream shot. But they're arguing about what's the principle. It's the principle that we only care what it is this second. So right now it's an empty bowl off the right, the Drisha. Or the principle that no, we care what it's being used for eventually. We care what its intended use is, what it's being used for, what it's intended in the end. We care what you're going to do with it in the end. But still it's up to your abundance to be to this an empty bowl, even if then you're going to put it on food because it looks bad. Or they can be confused. The other napkinia might be the famous machloket between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. What do I mean by that? You look up, you saw the Chazon Ish. Exactly. This could be another napkinia. You could try to get out of it, but it doesn't seem like a napkinia. How about squeezing lemon into sugar? Why would you squeeze lemon into sugar? Because you want to. What do you want to do with the sugar? Put it in your tea. Meaning it's just the opposite of an empty cleat to then use for salad dressing. It's going to an ochel, but for the purpose of going to a matcha. Right? To put into tea. Can you squeeze the lemon to sugar and then put the sugar in? Intending to put the sugar in tea. After all, right now it's mutter. It's going into the sugar. But your intention is to put in the tea. So maybe it's really. So says the Mishnah Berurah, The Mishmura works well in Shimpate. Says the Mishmura in Sivkat and Chafiz. The Mishmura works well in Shimpate. He says that we care about immediately, right now, going to sugar. Says the Chazan Ish. That was on the Makor sheets. Chazan Ish famously says author. Chazan Ish famously says author. He says, what do you mean? We care what it's intended for, not where it's going right now. Just the flip side of an empty fleet is then put on your saddle. Right, the mirror image. Okay, so that's a big machlokas. Do we care right now whether it's going to food or not? Or do we care whether it's intended to be used for food or not? That's machlokas in the Mishabur and the Chazan Ish. Lamaisa, how should we paskin? The Mishabur is kafiz. He says, it's chafiz, right? Tzarech lizar sheyitko mikodem al asukar b'fnei atmo. To have a kamashko ochel, first squeeze the lemon into sugar. Have you never seen people do this? I think it's the Orthodox Jews who do this. I mean, it's not a lucky thing. I just, there aren't so many people in the world that don't have lemon to their tea anymore. But no one's ever seen an Orthodox Jew squeeze. Has anyone ever seen anyone squeeze lemon into their tea before?
Yeah.
And you never seen an Orthodox Jew in China?
I've seen it.
Okay.
No, it's the only one I touched the shit in this year.
Okay, Liam's seen it, right?
It's like an old American thing to do.
But yeah, it's fun. It's like, I feel like if a European or European style yidden are more likely to do it. They might have squeezed the lemon into the sugar and they put the sugar in the tea like a shivara. And the Chazanish was opposed to it. Minaga Olam is like, here, and you should say, well, that's not a criteria. I don't know. Meaning, it should depend on the Drusha versus the Rekhaz and the Dream of him. Sounds like maybe we should be happy. Lemaisa, first of all, if you want, you could try to be a college without the meanest, but it's not going to be glatt. Lemaisa, halach lemaisa, the minig is to be makel by the lemon into the sugar. And nirulin is daiti, that one can be makel with the lemon into the sugar, even though it has an inch of machmir, because according to many deities, you can squeeze lemon whatever you want. Since lemon. Since you're a machlokas, Mishabura and Chazanet, the Chazanet is machlokas regardless. But say, since there are many Sodom Mahakel, right, nearly as I can do make it by lemons, there are two Sodom Mahakel. Number one, the Mishabura said that since right now going to food, it's considered Mashke Havala Okal. And number two, according to many data, you can tweet lemons whenever you want, that means lemons are not salted to pizza. And therefore, you have, but I would not want to squeeze other things. And use this kula. I'd be not like Chazanish for anything but a lemon, but since I've only heard people doing with a lemon, I'd be made up for a lemon. You know, the rough said you can squeeze lemons as much as you want. That's what it says in this book that I never trust called Halach of Fish and the Rabbi Joseph B. Salvatic. But at least according to that book, it says you can squeeze lemons as much as you want.
I think that,
you
know,
okay. No. Well, yeah. There's ice that we didn't have Ochel. Okay. Yeah.
This is a Hakir B. According to if you hold it, it's miyad and you must have to do it.
Yes.
You hold it, there has to be drinks.
Yes, precisely.
Squeezing something inside of a clean and letting it drip in perfect, you know, like.
No, that's the, that. What happens difference squeezing it and letting it go down the errand? You go through the errand to the food. As long as it's falling, that's bala ocho.
But it has its own,
Nah, not maskin. Not maskin. Okay, Biter, let's go on to Tepe then. Tepe. Yes, we shall almost have a dinner boaster, Shamuk Lusokal Toko Ochel, very Tom Oser, Bib, Boaster. Okay, this is a machloket Rishonim, quoting the various Ashkenazic Rishonim, right? That Rabbi Yosef, I'm not sure which Rabbi Yosef was one of the Balatokos, Rabbi Yosef said, you can squeeze what Boaster?
Unripe.
You can squeeze unripe sour grapes also into food, and Binu Tam offered why? Brahma helps that whole vein of Roy Lakila. He says, no. You can treat food into food if you start out with something that's good for eating, but both are not good for eating. It's unripe. Something for eating. It might be barely enough, but that's not good. It's not good for eating, and therefore that's like sold up for both Ochel and Akilah. That is the machloket between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Tam.
Mm-hmm.
have a closer. Says Rabbeinu Yosef, it's considered ochel into ochel. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's considered solet into ochel, because both there's not good for eating. The base of the focus for Chori is that after both there's somewhere in between. Right? Does anyone know what Brachot is in both there? Not all. It's a little fun. Not really good for eating, but you say Brachot on it, right? So it's, you know, it's not a pre, but it's not. Okay, so they argue what we consider both there for our purposes. What's the big machakira that the Mishabura brings down here? The big hakira that the Mishabura brings down here, what of the law of the Rabbeinu Tam think it is? So, did he mean that it became dosh? Or did he mean, meaning now it's dosh? It's like the husk of the wheat. All right, no, 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 Lola, I stand. Not dust. Yeah, not dust. It's still ochel to ochel, still edible. Just one is good to eat, one is not good to eat, so it's more rare. So this is the machloket. The machloket in Rabbeinu Tam then is author mishum dust or author mishum bomer. Did he mean it was an issue of dust or an issue of bomer? Right, what did he mean by this? It's not clear. Once we start to say, oh, this pocket is dog, we say, I mean, it's not dog food. No, it's a different problem because it is bomer. What is the napkamina? Am I going to run and discuss this here? Exactly what we call that in the Gemara Lashon?
Yeah.
La'alter or miyad, right? He quotes the Ola Shabbos, one of the earlier papers from the Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter, la'alter. Okay, so what might be the napkamina? Who says the Bir Halacha? The whole discussion there says the Bir Halacha. He says that the Magen Avraham and the Taz both assume that it's Borah. But he quotes from the Nishmat Adam and he's Medayik from some Rishonim that who says it's Borah? The Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Ola Shabbos. Who says that it's Dosh? The Chai Adam, the Bir Halacha. His shame, Kamar Rishonim Ba'achronim. Hey, you look, he's Bedai, he starts going through a counter, the work on Chamos, you know, he loves Rishonim Ba'achronim. More than, I think, some of the Achronim came immediately beforehand. He loved even the pure Rishonim that were only published like when he was older, like the Iri, etc. So he goes to all the Rishonim and he finds Rishonim who make it sound like it is Dutch, and what's the Nafkamina? He says, Nafkamina is. How about la'alter? If it's dosh, then it should be authored afibu la'alter. And that's what the Bir Halacha concludes. He says, there are going to be an option to dosh. So it's author, even la'alter. Not at all. But if it's yishum borer, then that's the Ola Shabbos says. He doesn't say the word because it is. Because it is borer, but obviously that's what he has. Obviously that's what he has in mind. That's what the Taz says. Memela mikib borer ochem tov solat kachas the Torah shereminu tam. The MK and wrote selechol alter or the darsh sochei then it's mutter.
So then the mutter the alter, that's the Taz and the Ola Shabbos. However,
who throws a monkey wrench and says even if it's borer, it's still. It's still Oster Le'alter, the Magen Avraham.
Because the Magen Avraham said, is all word Oster Le'alter?
What about the Kli?
Right. The knowledge of the Kli, so it's the Chiddush, he says, Kli didn't count like the Kli. That you squeeze your hand. No. Your hand can just take this and take this and take that. Really, like a nice separating thing, like a sexually separating thing. So then, what the Magen Avraham says that afilu haki author la'alter did derech rei ravikach kemo the clean. And therefore, he says, even though the altar is not considered biyad, even though it is biyad, the victor is money wrong. Says for sure, you keep the la'alter. Maybe it's Isha, even if it's forward, maybe it's my front right. Well, my still be popped in Usher.
The only compromise, he says, is If the boar is edible at a day of cock, which most boar is, then it really is edible. It's just not so good to eat. Then, you know, what's the compromise? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha. He says, author, and he combines two svaras with aval, im haboser, ro'oi la'achila, ha'yedei hadaka, then mutter l'schot. He says two things. The Bir Halacha, he says, mutter l'schot b'shata Torah, right, the shot of hak, and if one wants we may go, then we can't object. At hak, the hamekel stam ain moken bo. Okay, meaning if someone wants me make go when the book really is edible, so then there's no shot to write. The general rule whenever something's barely edible, there's no shot to write the doctor or owner or butter. Okay, if the book is barely edible, then, if someone can make a shop at cock, you can, or if someone can make a stam, we don't object. But normally we're machmer.
Isn't that where we're bringing a tam? Is that the point? Even though
it's- no, it could, he's assuming that maybe bringing a tam meant not the boaster that we discussed in the was brachos that said only do cock. The boaster is not edible at all. But that would be a chiddush. Okay, one more. Oh my, we didn't get very far. And it's 5 o'clock. Okay, I would have sworn on a Sefer Torah that we would at least get through this Yodalek.
I wouldn't really swear this. Don't worry. We'll have to hold the day for now. But if I had sworn a Sefer Torah, you guys would have to stay all day. Right? You know, there's a rough story like that. That was once it was Thanksgiving. The rub is very mock because we go home for Thanksgiving dinner. And he was giving shear, you know, give shear forever. I'm going to sleep. Say, yeah, I have to catch a flight to Boston. So they called the airport. I'm like, I'm on a later flight. Kept. And he missed Thanksgiving dinner with Gamre. It was starting to get dark outside. He said, okay, we'll have to end shear. I said yesterday, we're going to finish the parak tomorrow. And then we're in Durham, say, Ha'omer Eshkom, Ha'tanah, parak is everything. They did go on location and you say, you'll learn a certain amount of words in Nender. So that's why I missed my flight because I wanted to keep my nether. But now I see I'm not going to make it. Interesting. He wouldn't just go quicker. He said, can I have three guys to make a bed and then do a tarsandar? And he did a tarsandar before Sia. He did a tarsandar before Sia. And he missed Thanksgiving. So that's what I would have done. But luckily, I didn't swear to say Torah. So we'll just have to. Eighth Andreessen asks, if you're allowed to use a fork to eat olives, or is there a concern that the juice will squeeze out? The truth is that our olives, they don't really have like olive oil. They really have like the brine from the water and the stuff we soak them in. So I don't even think that's really called olive oil anyway. And we don't be concerned, but you know what? That ties into Lamaise, we don't be concerned. Our olives are fushioned, they're really pickled. And pickled things, if it comes in by accident, we're not worried about. So you can still spear olives with a fork on Shabbos. Cutting grapes for kids.